Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful. As always, is the song of factual lyrics. I thank you for tuning into the program today. You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio, The Cosmic Philosopher. My name is Timothy Aldred, and good to be here again. I want to begin with a little background to everything else that I am going to say and present here today. The title of the show is Surely the AD Anadamani is turning LOM civilized creation upside down. Deed of sodomy on God's prohibited jurisdiction. How did they get here? How did the AD Anadamani, hominid Homo erectus species, how do they get to How do they come to talk and to get come to establish a Anadamani government using something like Jesus Christ. Where are those things found in prehistory? I mean, certified history. How did this first human species that develop to the Homo erectus level that only excel in the to the ablement of making stone tools. They did not excel beyond making stone tools. They never speak a language for 300. I keep on saying 300. Stop that. For 3.5 million years. It is clear in the World History textbook. And if you have never heard me reading from the World History textbook, I have done that. Things are going on in the world that are not accounted for. And as I grew up in the church and get to this time of my life, old man now, I guess only my voice kind of sound young to me, but to me though, to me, I don't know about for other people, but what I come to know now in my adult old age shocks me, because in my younger days and my awareness of the church, it was only an institution that is about decency. Yes. Yeah. You know, it is shocking to me and full of consternation and it's very disappointing, you know, and all of that, the negative stuff, because I never even dreamed that something was wrong with church. Moreover, to, you know, have any experience at all to the negative. I never in any kind of way thought that the church was anything else but something good. It is a sad thing, because it's good to discover something is wrong when it is wrong. However, why it is good to discover something that is wrong, that is really wrong, is that whilst there is a damage or damages done by what is wrong, as long as there is a positive place of what's wrong, a good thing come to light. What, you know, as long as you can find satisfaction is good, and you just didn't know, and then the negative thing that has been wrong, you can get over it, get over the damage done by the wrong, and make haste and develop. Develop yourself in what you have found, a good displacement of what is wrong. So I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And remember now that it's important for us to be conscious of what life is and understand that we enjoy life for a while and then we'll fall asleep and not just go into bed at night and get up the next morning. We are going to die and go to permanent, a different world. So we are not to forget what we are to do in order to find living. All the problems that we are experiencing in one way or another will be done away with, and you know, we will be absent from this body and experience a spiritual world, and whatever that is going to be, I cannot see that other world. Like when people are deceased, we have privilege to experience the existence of ghosts by people who pass away. And history itself speaks of ancestry that have died, and there is there is some information that speak to people alive relate to their deceased ancestors, and that our ancestors that are passed away are of some use to us who are alive. All right, so there are some things there, and we can see, and people have testify to experience they have had that are mysterious. All right? And there is nothing to credit the Bible and the God written about in the Bible, because there is no God really in the Bible, but we are taught to believe, to have faith in the God. Now, if you have been reading and understanding what the Bible is saying, you would have to stop believing in the church if you are to understand exactly what the Bible creation is and Adam and Eve. You have to disconnect your belief in the Bible, because your belief in the Bible doesn't lead you to a fact about anything. It is despicable to realize what the Bible and God and Jesus is. And I can tell you, it's a different perception, a different feeling, when you read that Bible and understand it. Because it is for sure that I've been reading the Bible for a long time, from a child, at whatever, you know, level I could read. However, I have read the Bible under serious and good understanding since I turned adult. So let's say for a certain portion of my adult understanding the Bible, it is quite a few years, maybe like, 2 decades or something like that, before I begin to understand the difference between the Bible and prehistory. Okay? And for that reason, my friends, there are a lot of people who not anywhere close to understanding what the Bible is and things that have happened in the human world. We just look at the world as we see it now and look at the church. We don't know where the church come from. We know we talk about a calendrical indication. BCE or BC versus AD and Adamani in the year of our Lord. And ask people, what does that mean in the year of our Lord? Well, ask first what BC means, or BCE. And it will tell you before Christ. Good. But don't just jump on to AD yet. Ask the question, the meaning of BC or BCE. What before Christ mean? You need to know that before you go on and deal with AD and Adamany. Now, if someone should ask me, what is the meaning of BC? I'll tell him. It's a calendar indication, meaning the civilized world, the manifestation, and what they would call the advent era of BC, the time that was experienced by people back in antiquity. Was the era when human civilization was delivered to mankind. It is the era, the time when the gods came to earth and on a mission in eastern or southern. It is southern in South Africa. And it is in South Africa, even the world history textbook will tell you that civilized human being began in South Africa by the gods, the Elohim. There's no need to be to feel uneasy or feel confused about the gods, because the reason why it feels clumsy when somebody talk about the gods doing this and doing that, it feels better to us who grew up in AD Anadamani to talk about a spirit god that does something. And that is not true. That is the messes up the civilized people, because you're born at a time that is called AD Anadamani, in Christ's time. And when you know the kind of people that were born and lived in the Paleolithic, Neolithic times, you'll have a different sense of what you see today around you in the world and what your perception is towards AD Anadamani world, which is the Christ era. Really, because the truth is, as I have found and read and find out, there was no God in the Bible anywhere. There was no Son of God anywhere. And people, it's hard to come and adjust your mind around the knowledge of BC. BC era has been around, you know, for at least 450,000 years ago. Civilization came on Earth. And there's the history to tell you that. AD Anadamani now, mean in the year of our Lord, you need some work to do to gain the knowledge of AD Anadamani. Well, we know that the BC era is gone behind us, and we are under now the moon calendar. BC, before Christ calendar, was solar calendar, right? Which is the calendar with the houses of the zodiac that at some point you may understand that you're born under a star, right? You're probably aware of that. And somebody may ask you what star you were born under. And you may be able to tell them that you were born under Pisces. You were born under Aquarius. And some others, you know. So you need to have a good understanding. All right, look. This is very important for someone to understand. This AD Anadamani world that we are living in, to understand how corrupt Christ is. You think that Christ died for anybody's sin? That's not true. And it bugs me to understand that these things are not true. When I was brought up in the church and believe, you know, the Bible creation and all that, come to find out it's not true. When you hear me talk about it, you may have a very, very difficult time to accept that what I'm saying, you know, let's say, is likely true. For me, it's not, it is manifested, if you understand about cosmogony. And, you know about the cosmos, astronomy. There's a field of astronomy that talks about the heavens above us. And when you look at the night sky, what you see, right? I mean, we're not going to make any sense of the world that we are in unless we understand some of that. But briefly now, to satisfy what I am talking about, is that it doesn't make any sense for one not to know what is BC era. Because it's, you don't want to live and don't know that. No. All right? So, to understand that things happen and gone bad in the world, and right where we are here today, we are sitting on a big pile of nonsense that is the concept to govern humanity, when the concept are false, right? And to understand the falsehood of what is affecting our lives today is to start with the calendar. Because the first calendar of civilization is a calendar that is based on the sun, right? The S-U-N, the sun that shines for us every day. And there is what is called the house, astrology. Right? Astrology. What are the traits of the zodiac sign? What was Jesus's zodiac sign? You hear that? This is not supposed to be posed as a question, because it is suggesting that Jesus is a real being, you know, whether spirit being or being in the flesh. But Jesus does not exist at all. So you see, and nobody's asking this question except homosexual people who say they are running the world, right? Who needs to be scraped up and tossed into the abyss? Because, it really, really gets to me to know that things do not exist and are being used to affect people's consciousness like it is a positive thing, like it is true, and it is not. Why, you know, why are the civilized people? Civilized people are ethnic people, not white people. White people are hominid, Homo erectus,
Sodomite Yamnaya culture. That's who they are. And when you read the truth about them, you will either have to run or stand up to the fact of it. So I'm telling you now about the calendar, and I am on Google, and I want to tell you about the reason why you won't have a civilized sense of the world you're living in unless you understand civilized calendar, the first calendar, and who brought about the first solar calendar, and what is the purpose of that calendar. If you don't know that, I'm telling you clear cut and dry. You're just eating and drinking and understand that the sun comes up in the morning, go away in the evening, and you know, you see rainfall or snow fall and you know, and what's going on. But you really won't know what human civility is. Because talking about Jesus, you know, and the church and stuff like that, those things are not civilized stuff. So when you grow up under the moon calendar, you have been severed, disconnected from the energy of civilized life. And then you've gone into a frequency where white people who have not lived any kind of civilized life naturally. And what white people are experiencing now as a life is under the moon calendar. African people cannot be under moon calendar because there's no energy underneath it. It's just like you don't have you don't have the truth, reality in your life. Each day you're breathing and, you know, and doing, living your life. But you really don't understand the foundation of life that you are living. So if you don't come to know that there was a solar calendar and the what is called the houses of the zodiac, like this question says, what are the 12 houses of the zodiac? And it tells you, it begins to show you some pictures and stuff, and it's going to lead you into the reason why there was the establishment of the first solar, the sun calendar, and what brought about AD Anadamani Luna, the moon calendar. You can't substitute the sun solar calendar for the moon calendar because the moon don't serve the same purpose the sun serves, the solar calendar serves. The moon is a dead, as it were, moon, and affects season and stuff like that. But it doesn't have a spiritual life like as touching humanity. So humanity will, the sun, the use of the sun is included under the sun calendar. There can only be one calendar over the universe on planet Earth. You see what I mean? And the moon don't have no houses, you know, that last for any amount of time. The sun does not exist in that context. It doesn't have uses, you know, that you can either go under the moon calendar and leave the solar calendar alone. You just can't do that because it gets a little more complex too, you see, the explanation about why white people decide to not use the solar calendar, why they remove themselves from the solar calendar. There's a reason. It's because no gods created them. They live for like over like almost 4 million years ago, and they never spoke. You see what I mean? The reason why white people are speaking today after 3.5 million years, it is because they interbreed with people who have been created under the solar calendar. Yes, just know that's a fact. Why did the white people species, the hominid species, develop to Homo sapiens? Why is it they never spoke a language? And you probably wondering if that's true. Well, it is true. We have history to prove that they never spoke a language. And world history textbook? You can, you know, get a world history textbook. Say National Geographic. The world history textbook. I mean, these days, the book may not be perfect, but I tell you what, it is good enough for you to learn this. Right? And therefore, I'm telling you the truth that white people in the world history textbook, National Geographic, it tells you that the first humankind walking upright, hominin, the hominids or hominin, it's them, it's their first ancestors, okay, in Africa. Before they go up into Europe, Asia, and Eurasia, 1.5 million years ago. Combine that to 3.5 million years ago. That's a fact. So, I'm explaining this because it doesn't make any sense to talk to people who don't understand the foundation of civilized life. And under the impression that every human-like people that you see, whether they're Chinese or white people or whatever color they are, you think that all of them are the same because they have a Bible that is talking about, in the beginning God created the heavens and earth. Look, the Bible comes out of a sewer system, human sewer system. And not a brain with cerebrum and cerebellum. Brain. The Bible don't come from that. Okay? And right now, if you go and check what your brain cerebrum is, or so on the cerebellum part of your brain, go and research that. And you will find, I'm telling you, exactly what the book says. I'm not daydreaming. It's a problem we have in the world when people don't know the difference between the calendar that was first put up. And we have these sodomite people who's calling themselves God and making calendar and making law and all them. Court system that we have don't come from anywhere that is civilized. And that's why people are being taken disadvantage of by these sodomite fucking ass people. Who do you think? Who do you think want to listen to what I have to say? There's hardly anybody who want to listen to what I have to say. Because what I have to say is what I have discovered lately in my life. After growing up in church and like to about 60 years of age, I am believing in what in a Bible. I begin to read and find out, say, no. What the Bible is talking about, Adam and Eve in a garden, it's not true. Because nobody ever read in church or any place the history that tells us about our lives. You know, the history that tells us about the planetary body and how nature function. The Bible not telling us how nature function. Okay? And I just show you a little example of how the world is the textbook. It's not a Bible, the world is the textbook. I read this here and show you that writing this world is the textbook, it tells you about the emergence of civilization right back in the Neolithic and Bronze Age. It says, under, you know, emergence of civilization, it tells you about the rise of cities. That's very important for us to know. Growth of government, a very, very, very crucial thing for us to know. All of these are crucial to know because they all, you know, in chronological order and take us right to where we have a new social structure of civilized life, right? That civilized people are supposed to read and know that. Because if you don't know that, you know, you're going to feel like the church is the only thing that's there for you. Church is not there for civilized people. It's only there for people under the moon calendar that don't have no life in it, like what is put into civilization. Okay? Civilization as everything that is perfect and relevant to human civilized life. King A.D. Anadamani, that it doesn't have any foundation at all. Because what they're talking about Jesus is only sodomite people talk about Jesus, and they are using that to suppress African people who don't know, who don't read and don't understand what their whole life consists of. So listen to this. The government that this world is the textbook tell you about is not the government that the Bible subscribed to. Just think about that. Now, the Bible is no more than, say, 2,000 years old, right? World is the textbook. It's like hundreds of thousands of years record in the world is the textbook. So which one of them is telling the truth? So when I tell you about these white people and what they are doing to the world and how they deceive the world, okay? After they are only talking 3.5 million years, since 3.5 million years, all right? And now they take over and begin to run the world, I tell you, because of they left their species to interbreed with the second species of human being. There's only two species of human being. But they will tell you it's about 20 or 21 or more human species. Because guess what? They don't call the fact the fact. Because they're going to tell you that subgroups of a species is counted as a species. And that's not true. It's just like in my family, there is 11 children. And the 11 children have the name of our father. And all 11 children is of the same mother and the same father, right? I can't call myself by my mother's name. They give me a name, right? So when you have even animals that drop a liter of offspring, you know, all of them are offspring. So a species is a group of people. Just like you can call my mother and father, you know, makes up a group, parents, that have children. And so it is. When we come up and have grandchildren, we're going to have great-grandchildren, on, until the world lost count of this generation of people, our roots, and wherever we crossbreed and stuff like that, hardly anybody can identify exactly, you know, our roots, our family tree, okay? You can trace it so far, but as long as people are going to interbreed and stuff like that, you know, you go into all kind of, mixing and until, you know, hardly any, you don't really know, you know, your mother and the mother and father root. Okay? Well, so it is when the first human began to evolve. We don't read that any gods come down and create them back there. We don't read that. But the way in which evolutionary humankind began, of course there is a power behind that they could have a body that is sophisticated. Only that it was not a perfect human body. All right? Now, I'm defining the species. Species is one. Species two. The first human species is called hominin. Okay? And then the hominin, male and female, began to reproduce. And they are called subgroups. So my mother and father have several subgroups, the offspring, that we will come now and start to have children. We are all subgroups, right? And when it comes to naming, we are identified by what they call you have your father's name usually for the family, right? The family of Aldred, Thomas, Brown, or whatever it is. So you'll have several people who are brown having children, right? And you have a subgroup of that brown or the other brown and stuff like that. Well, the human entity started off with one set, like mother and father, reproduce and continue to reproduce, and then until you have a whole lot of people that come from this man, woman and man. Well, you don't call them by the name of those two people, like displacing the identity of the man or the woman who started that family tree. Those two people will be the only people responsible for starting off this human human what you call them? You call them their you call them the parents or the ancestors and the children or the offspring, right? So that's what I want to talk about. Your offspring. You are the offspring, beginning with the first child, first offspring, second offspring. You will be offspring until, you know, you have a dozen children, and they are all your offspring, and grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, and it go on and on. So what I'm trying to say to you, you can't have 21 human species when the arrangement of human development only come from the species hominid. All right, to prove what I'm saying to be true is that the World History textbook tells you that the early human life, where humanity began, started from hominids to Homo sapiens. Now, you can't prove me wrong with that, because that's what the authority World History textbook says. But these white people and the kind of literature they put out and try to inculcate African people to mess up their civilized head, they'll tell you that it's like 21 or more human species exists. What kind of species? When it is identifying that humanity is classified as a species. Human being is start with a species. Okay? Now, but we can see that the human being as a second species. So the first species of the human race is only one, and that is hominin. Now, how many hominin do we know that is found out there? Several, but it only starts with one. At one, interbreed and get a whole bunch of other hominins, but you have to trace it to the first, the beginning of it. Now, why, even though the book is telling you the writing, why do these sodomite people, who of course never, they were ape-like at first, right? And they developed to identification of Homo erectus, right? And you can imagine that the Homo erectus interbreed up a whole bunch of Homo erectus offspring. You don't see it, right? What species do they come from? The hominin! Hominid! That's where we come from. So we need to understand the basic framework of humanity. So people them come from the hominid, okay? And wherever they interbreed, that's their offspring, hominid. And the description of them is ape. They are ape-like looking, flat face. They never have real good civilized human shape and stuff. You see what I mean? All right. That life, or the life experience of white people, don't have anything to do with the solar calendar, because the solar calendar came about after they like almost 3 million years old. Okay, when civilized establishment came to Earth, they'd never developed to being civilized. White people never developed to being civilized. And I have the fact in history to prove to you that they never begin to talk until they interbreed with the second species, Homo sapien. That's it in the world history textbook. Now, nobody wants to call me and talk to me about it because I'm afraid of what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is true, you see what I mean? Because I'm not into foolishness. I'm telling you exactly what I read, and, you know, if you find something else, you can tell me about it. But if you want to, like, you know, take part and to get into whether or not I am wrong, I want to know that. I want to know that. Because, look, this is a serious thing I'm telling you about. Okay? Because the world right now is really upside down. And it's upside down because of what has happened with these white people. You see? And all the church that is out there is something that if we don't wake up and know what the truth is, we will just perish. I mean, because look how many of our people dead and gone, and they don't know anything. You know, this must be done away with. But we are here, and we are expected to come to knowledge of the truth and wipe out the nonsense that is plaguing a lot of people and depriving people from having the right kind of life. You know what I mean? You don't allow these white people to come in and begin to have, you know, this and that and all they are imposter, okay? And all these different terminology and ideology and notion that they come and bring into the world by destroying the books of knowledge from antiquity and come in with their fucking ass, you know, madness, like I say. They don't have our brain. Okay? White people don't have the brain of civilized people. And that we must know. That we must know. The World History textbook don't tell you that they have cerebrum and cerebellum brain like civilized people. They don't have the same hormonal secretion. Okay? The brain don't tell them things like you tell black people. I mean, hybrid people. It's not a joke. So, I'm going to close two points now that I raised, and I need to put closure to them. The role of religion. Important religious developments also characterized the new urban civilizations. All of them developed religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. Gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. To win their favor, priests supervised rituals aimed at pleasing them. This gave the priest special power and made them very important people. Rulers also claimed that their power was based on divine approval. And some rulers claimed to be divine. Now, the gods and the goddesses is something that it's in the world history textbook. It's telling you about gods and goddesses. That means it is telling about the gods that came from Nibiru and came to South Africa. So right here in this world history textbook, where they are not telling you in the Bible about gods and goddesses and the creation of the hybrid in image and likeness of the gods and the goddesses who wed human who were created. The gods interbreed with the civilized hybrid people. But you don't read that they interbreed with white people. You don't hear that. They interbreed with the being they created. Okay? But where the white people come from? Remember, you have to think about where they come from and how they come to be ruling. If they couldn't talk for 3.5 million years, how did they come to talk? Up in, you know, where they spent 1.5 million years up in Europe and Asia and Eurasia. Did they spoke up there? Do you read anything that they spoke a language there in Europe? For all that duration of time, 3.5 million years is a mighty long time. But just talk about the 1.5 million years up in Europe, Asia, and Eurasia. Just talk about that. What you can find that they did as a civilized development. I need somebody to call me and tell me that. 347-850-1358. If I am going to be lucky, for somebody is going to, who will call and tell me, you know, this is serious stuff, and you know, it's serious. But I can tackle and talk about it because for the time that I've been reading and finding out stuff, and if I don't have other intentions, then I should be, you know, good at talking about this. And it means I alone will destroy everybody out there who decide that they don't want a part of what I'm saying. All it takes is just I alone. Really. Because as long as the gods regard what I'm saying and they are proud of me to take a stand and to say exactly what their intent and purpose is, then they'll bless me. And there is no one to conquer and to put down what I say. Because I am not cutting corners. I'm not trying to do none of that. I am talking about what is just and fair and give to each man, each person, what is due to them. But for them to come and put down the truth and take up all kind of nasty faggots, you know, I mean, make up church and have all of them in there, go into the church and molest children and all that kind of stuff. No. There is absolutely no reason to allow white people to come and talk about Bible and this and that and church. No, we should have got rid of these things a long time ago. All right. So I close off this thought that I raise, and I just read to you. And the other part that I raise about the zodiac, I want to close this. And when I'm done, I'm going to go back and read to you something that tell you about from this world history textbook. Is a whole lot of reference in the world history textbook that speak of the gods and how these same white people were worshiping the gods in back in time when they just interbreed and begin to interbreed with the Homo sapien. That's the hybrid people. That's the people with the blood of the God who speak and are super intelligent. That's what they did, and it was wrong. Read Deuteronomy 28. Read Deuteronomy 28, and you'll see why white people are ruling over black people. Okay? So when I tell you about the calendar, which begin, just a second. Okay. So now, I am dealing with fundamental things that deals with the root of concept that we should have growing up as a child. Well, this new thing came with these sodomite hominids, Homo erectus people. They brought in something new that is to be dealt with. And this is what I see is playing out. The gods did not deal with this because this was something pertaining to our behavior. Behavior is what is under the fire right now, and why white people are doing what they are doing to us is based on our behavior back, you know, going 100,000 years ago, right? And coming right on down to the last 12,000 years, and the fire really burns hot the African people. Now, we are at a juncture where we need to pay attention to the issues we are supposed to know. Because these folks have brought in a virus, a consumption, to destroy civility. The white people. It doesn't matter what you see they're going on with. It boils down to exactly what I'm saying. Okay? They come and bring in something. So, it's the reason why I'm talking about fundamental thing where a person need to take their mind back to primary things to understand the kind of world we are living in as far as the civilized way of thinking and behavior really is. If we don't know the fundamental things, we are going to go to church and different type of church and stuff like that. These things need to be purged out by having the right knowledge of things. So I'm going to go now and tell you about, first, it is the Elohim gods that came and brought civilization. First of all, they come from a planet. They are not ghosts. They are higher beings. They are called gods and the female goddesses. And that's the basis of civilization. Okay? If you want to get into the sphere of a civilized life, person, Chinese, Indians, and all the other ethnic band of people, not European sodomites, okay? They are the corruption of civilization, okay? And now we have Christianity that is acceptable by African people. That must be burned up, okay? Church must be burnt up. Christianity must vanish. You see, otherwise you will remain on the moon calendar that turn you fool, turn you idiot. That you're reading the Bible and you don't even know what it is saying, but you believe it. We need to get out of that. What I'm telling you right now is what I have found is so good that I never get drowned into the church concept. And I was real until something surmountable had to up into my mind. And for years, I have been thinking. Yeah. And I can't tell anybody what was going on in my mind for quite a few years. Only that a lot of people know that, okay, I'm not the same kind of person I used to be, because I couldn't remain that person I was with the church, Jesus concept, and Adam and Eve. Is that something serious begin to remove that whole bunch of foolishness out of me? You see what I mean? And it took a while. It took a while, yeah. Because I had to be true to what is going on in my cerebrum and my cerebellum. And that's where it lands me now. So you have got to see that what I'm saying is we have to really be born again the right way, not what Bible is telling about being born again. That's not the born again we need. We need, and they will know that they're not talking about no real born again. We need to be refreshed, reborn. You see, and unless it's going to take education, we read the right thing. Like I'm telling you about the difference between the first calendar. Right? That is something we're supposed to know, because black people are not black people now in general are not living under the solar calendar. They're living under the moon calendar, where the white people and European make and come with it into our Western world and begin to use it on us. Remember, they use criminal way of thinking. To after they learn the ways that are civilized, they go out and begin to do all these criminal things by steal from us. When they could make use of what we have, that's what they did. Okay? They steal from us. They start stealing from under the Bronze Age. This stuff that we were making, they were taking it and making it for their own. And that's what they did. Now, you prove what I'm saying if you have a good, let's say, sense of what I'm talking about. We begin to make bronze, you know, from, you know, copper and tin, make bronze, make iron. And this is what brought on the time of the Iron Age then. It is us who established the Bronze Age and the Iron Age. And they want to come in and make you think that it is them who do it. You see, because they don't have the intelligence to fit into civilized life. So they're going to take it their way. And they're going to make the churches and stuff like that because they want everybody to, you know, to be sodomite like them. Right? The way to prove what I'm saying is to look at the 1.5 million years that they are in Europe after they migrate from Africa when they were 2 million years old. They leave Africa and go into Europe, Eurasia, and Asia. And you find out, when did the Bronze Age came about? Between 4,000 and 3,000. Okay? And when it comes down to about 1200 BC, it's about, you know, like they begin to destroy the Bronze Age development. All right? So it would end somewhere because by then, you know, talking about over the last 12,000 years, they were doing some serious educating of themselves. Where they get education from, you know, they didn't get it from themselves. They got it from the hybrid people who the gods create, who spread civilization all over the world. That's how white people get here, because they never get to fuck the hybrid Homo sapien and until about 100,000 years ago when we began to migrate outside of Africa. You see, at that time, that was when they begin to drag some of our hybrid Homo sapien people and fuck them out there and get picnic by them. And then picnic begin to talk because we have the blood of the gods. And that's exactly what makes us who we are. So those children began to talk. And that's who they interbreed up. And you can see them all around us here today. And they are the ones who say they are ruling the world. Now, these stuff that I am talking about, I can tell you, these are the truths that are hidden. And where African people don't know whether they are hybrid or whether they are whatever type of human being, they hardly know none of that, because if you don't read the real history, you just can't know, because we are grown up with the Bible, that the Bible is the word of God, and that's it. You see what I mean? So you are not going to be the civilized person you're supposed to be, because guess what? You're dumbed down by foolishness. You see? And turned sodomite. You know, black man, a married black man, you know, because black man now, you know, I suck the other black man penis and feel it nice, you know, and I don't know, well, they're going at the honors, but, you know, but I imagine, you know, based on the information them that I look at, you know, black man like to fuck, like to suck at a black man penis. You see what I mean? That's not the way black people born. We don't burn with the lust for man to suck in other man's body parts. I don't read that anywhere. I do not read it anywhere. Okay? If it sick me more than I can express it right now. You see what I mean? Yes, more than I can express it right now. So when I tell you about the first calendar, that is something serious, that your life as an African hybrid person must be aware calendar is. The solar calendar, okay? The sun calendar. These guys don't have nothing to do with it, because what? Their species are coming from hominid, are coming from, yes, they are coming from the species of hominid. Okay, that's where they are coming from, monkey face. So they've developed their fucking ass long time, millions of years ago. Okay? Now, if they had stayed interbreeding in their own species, I wouldn't be here talking what I'm saying. I wouldn't be talking what I'm saying now. So right now, I think I am here to face the battle. Because I want to be approached. I want argument. I want somebody to talk to me. And I don't think that I am above talking to anybody at all. And it doesn't matter who it is. Whether them say, well, you know what? The people, if you want to have a conversation with me, it's like the Pope or the President or them governor or something like that. But they other little people, them who don't really know, not guys who are lawyers and have good sense. Those are the kind of people I like to talk to. Because I have a brother with a PhD and all that. And it doesn't worth anything talking about these kinds of stuff. These things that are destroying our civilization. I mean, the people that are coming out of university, they don't know nothing about these kind of stuff. You see, and how these information crucial to the African people. You know, see them all out there worshiping at the church, T.D. Jakes, Kriflo Dollar, and the rest of them. You see what I mean? They eye gone blind and stuff like that. And these white men are taking them and turn them into sodomites. Because when, you know, look at, what's his name there, Eddie Long, with these guys, like four, you know, young men coming up. Look at what he did to them. You see what I mean? Now, who Eddie Long learned from? Who did Eddie Long learn sodomy from? A white people. Because you give me some history that tells where black people, even in a slavery time, where do you see black people was fucking each other? You see what I mean? I don't read anything. And then when you read about the gods, it's gods and goddesses. Now, they start to make African people, like especially in Mexico, talking about Mexico black people who are fucking each other's, killing human sacrifice to offer it to some god. What kind of god? You don't read that into Sumerian Atra-Assis texts that tells you about the gods. You don't read of any gods that did human sacrifice. You read that they interbreed with the hybrid humans that they created. But not that they in any way into sodomy sex. But since these sodomites found, you know, language and stuff like that after they interbreed with us, mark you, if you don't see the problem, well, that is a problem when you don't see the problem. When I talk about where we're coming from and what we are to know and as education about ourselves, that's a problem. Because you won't understand that black people never born with nature to fuck ass or go man or lick man's whatever. You don't read that. Right? And there is 250,000 years to prove that it don't come from the gods. It doesn't You know, so where we get it from? Except we go mingle with these folks. Now, the fact that they come in and look at where we are here today. There's hardly any place that we live, whether France and or Rome, Italy, or, you know, any New Zealand, none of these countries we control anymore. You know what I mean? And since when? If these white people wanted to, if they were civilized, they wouldn't have to come and take away any place from us. We would be looking to them to help us to settle down. But they couldn't talk. When we were walking by them and coming outside of Africa, they couldn't talk. They could not speak a word. And like I say, it's in that period now that nobody's paying any attention to. That is the period when they begin to fuck our people. And getting offspring that talk. You see, because when they fuck the Neanderthals, they never start talking. They only look better, like better people. You see? But it's when they begin to fuck the hybrid with the God's blood, they start to have picnic with talk. And that's what develop, and that's what we're looking at here today. And like nobody don't know how we get here, and they don't know how we gonna get out of here, because all of the people them will speak about white supremacy and blah blah blah. They don't read. They don't make no reference at all to where the truth is. All right. So now, time for me to show you the zodiacal. Are the 12 houses of the zodiac. And then it begins to tell you. 12 houses. The first one is Aries. The second one is Taurus. The third one is Gemini. The fourth one is Cancer. All right. Wait a second. Where is it? Okay. So it tells you now. Yes. So, it says, Gemini, the third one, Cancer, the fourth one, the fifth one is Leo, okay, sixth one is Virgo, seventh one is Libra, the eighth is Scorpio, nine is Sagittarius, 10, Capricorn, 11, Aquarius. Wow. That's how close we are now to the 12th one, which is Pisces. Oh, so we may be going in the other direction because Pisces just went on. Okay, so we are up now. So the next one now in another maybe 2,000 and more or 2,600 years. We will be in Capricorn, number 10. All right. So, my friends, you see, what I am telling you, this arrangement, how we come into contact as to what it means to the African people and not the European white, because they are a different species. white people, regardless of whatever interbreed, they interbreed among themselves, but they are the same hominid species. Just get that straight. They don't have any likeness, no, nothing at all that relates to the houses of the zodiac, are totally separated from these energy. Okay? These energy don't create them. It has nothing to do with them. So as now, when the gods come here and establish kingship government on earth, they don't want no part of it. You see what I mean? So when we have kingship as a government to rule over orderly people, they don't want a part of it. They want a government that they can fuck ass and everybody, women fuck dogs and dog fuck women and everything. That's what they want. That's the kind of world they want. Okay? And the reason why we cannot bow down to that no more than we have already. You see, we have been given over to them to do whatever they want to do because we are the one who went astray. And they are writing a Bible to talk about is a serpent that caused us to sin. And it is them that fucked up the second species in the human existence. And they don't want us to know that. Okay, so you look and see what the moon calendar is, and you will see the difference. Moon calendar, they talk about. I mean, they adapt the counting of the months of the year and all that kind of stuff. But look. That is what under the solar system calendar. So when they are going to like make a B and a Damani calendar, it's just to create a cleave bubble system and use the moon as being a power that serves the same purpose of the sun calendar. It just don't work. Because everything that the gods that do on earth, it has a certain time and work off the solstice, right? And erection of observatories that they can stand on earth and look up at the planets that are counterparts to the gods and the goddesses. They can look and observe when certain planets come into view, you know, on their rotation or in the morning or in the evening on earth. What connects us to the sun is not the moon. Okay? But these white people decide to turn our civility into honest fucking world. They don't care. They're going to care now. You understand? They're going to care now because when you see the hurricane and the mighty tornadoes then, listen, it's a message for them, okay? If they think that they are going to be able to go rebuild after these forces them out and much of what they have are all, they're going to find out who and what is doing it. And they should know by now what is doing it. The last reporting that I know about is, what is it, January 10 or somewhere there in Kentucky, right? And if they think that, okay, it's all over now, they have everything under control, they're wrong about that. So now, I tell you these basic things, so at least you're aware of it. I know that you don't go to church, period. Question that you have, ask me about it. Because that's all I like to talk about. All right. So therefore, this is the background that I wanted to bring to you. And I promised to read something to you about the gods and the goddesses that is in the world is protected, because a lot of people, just like I don't know these things are in the world is protected, and these guys, they have plastered all kind of sodomite foolishness in the World History textbook. So watch out when you're reading the World History textbook, man. But we can't do without those essential things that are in it, you know? So this is what is happening here. All right. There's a lot of things in the World History textbook that tells us about how these white people get educated and all that kind of stuff. But they not tell you about the interbreeding part. They not tell you about that. You see, but you have to read good to know exactly what they did and when. And it's not hard to unravel. It's not hard to unravel. Not hard to unravel it, right? Because they are wide open space that they are walking through over time. And you can tell when they were at this point, when they were at that point, and what was going on, you see. But they don't really understand that. And they think that they can, you know, maneuver themselves away from our understanding. That's not true. I only under bad understanding for so much part of my life. But there came a time when consciousness knocked on my brain's door, right? And I was never someone who, you know, my mind was, you know, was open to understanding, and it don't take no human being to come and make me know. It can arise in my mind, and I start to think about it and follow the right direction. Listen, this is what I want to tell you about these white people and how they... where is it? Is it 59 or 69? It could be 69. Sixty-nine. Listen to the kind of things that they have done over time, and because, hey, don't forget that Africa is a culprit. They don't business with the African people anymore. And those who are in Africa that they're ruling over, I mean, you know, those people are to be pitied. Because the ruler that they have, all of them forsake the historic kingship laws that they are to be governed by. None of them is following that. The white people dominate them. You see what I mean? Yeah, these white people dominate them, because look, they started to follow their democracy. And if you know what is democracy, I mean, these slimy fucking ass white people, how our people get to start running government the way they do it? Where they just come here the other day. It's not our thing. Why they leave out the history? And that's what they have done. I mean, you know, it's just that we are responsible for ourselves. Really. But they are there as the government to rule the world. Kingship is the ordinance of the creators that create us and is responsible for us. And they give us the government laws and decrees to live by. Nobody else is supposed to interfere. These folks are into Europe. But now they're not in Europe anymore. They come over now and all over the world, and we don't have anywhere to govern ourselves. We don't have no government governing us. Where is Africa? Africa gone over to the Sodomites. You know, see? Because they are Christianity now. What in Christianity for us to be attracted to? When we know what they have done, they kick out our king from Europe. Now I think that, oh, it's from that time Africa went over to them. And over all 2,600 years, Africa is under their tail. You don't see what I mean? And if something doesn't happen, that someone is resurrected out of the darkness from that they put over us, you know, look and see which king you know that seek to remove these white people out of power. No. And if you don't know that the white people put out the king of Rome out of power and begin to call themselves Romans, if you don't know all of that, then you really don't have anything to work with. When I begin to read and see these things, of all the people in the world, I see that. And I just start to show you, I never thought that I would even try sacrificially to go buy a world history textbook, because I think so low, on such a low frequency, you know, under the church influence, I didn't see any real thing cause exist for me to go buy a world history textbook. But you know what happened? I have to say, the gods caused it to happen. A white man gave me 2 world history textbooks. I'm not afraid to say that, because that's how dumb our own African people and these white people cause us to be. You have Selassie, a king. And none of them guys, they seem to have any sense, because they grew up under the church too. You see what I mean? We're not going to be helped by them. Just like you see around here now, Dr. Martin Luther King, he's in the church. And he's talking against white supremacy and all that. They kill him. Because you can't be into that kind of a dirt. You know, and you are speaking for the right thing, because you don't know the right thing. None of them knew the right thing. The closest one that probably would almost stand a chance is maybe Muhammad Ali and Malcolm X, you know. But they too don't come close. They don't see the information. They don't read the information, the historic information. They don't read it, because you never hear them make reference to it. So what I'm trying to tell you, that these white people, they pose a challenge, a real challenge. They pose a real challenge. But look, if they're a challenge, challenge me. Challenge me. Look at the way they come in and educate themselves, and cloaking under our characters, both of places and of human personage. Look at what they do here. Remember, I told you, they start calling themselves Romans the first time they take politics from Africans. And African government never say nothing, not even a tushing word. They never said until this day. Look at it. Why Africa don't say anything about these faggots that take ship and come buy us out? And that's all they do. Now, they are in a position now of getting all the education from the African, from the gods who established polytheism, religion, and religious way of life, right? Now, it is in that time that they go and remove, 509 BC, that they remove the king out of Rome. And Africa government, African Union government, what, about 54 countries in the continent of Africa? None of them say anything. And they use our military and the dress code and go out like Romans. Until this day, you don't hear no African say, you know, like publicly, that they were wrong to do none of these things. So how can we get along in this unless somebody's going to get up? And then it's written that God says he didn't see anybody to act to intervene, a mediator. And they have to send somebody. Is it me? It can be me. It can be me. Because I don't hear anybody. It's coming on. Everybody afraid of them. I'm not afraid of them. I don't afraid of them. Look here. This is the time when they were in the thick of things and they are into the world, is the textbook, and you will read it and you not likely to know because you have to read extensively and able relevance to track and see what they do inside of here. This is the time when they call themselves Romans and under the Roman religion. Remember, Romans are they who removed the king of Rome. And about 600 years later, they go and invade Palestine. And until today, they are occupying Palestine. How much of us they kill? A lot of us they kill, right? And nobody is paying attention, right? Well, during that time, from 509 BC to down here in somewhere like about, what? Well, they have 75 BC. So 63 BC, right? So they're like it's like about 12 years from 509 BC till to 75 BC, right? And it is 12 years later. Bring it down to 63 BC. That's when, right here now, they're coming into Palestine, and they're calling themselves Romans. And you will read that Romans invaded Palestine, right? Romans, all right. So, wasn't this the same Romans that overthrew the king in Rome? Of course it's them. About 600 years later from 509 BC. Listen what they say here. To show you that they learn to speak after they do the interbreeding 100,000 years ago, and after they develop all kind of a sense and able to have communication and stuff like that, they began to do stuff like this. Augustus brought back traditional festivals and ceremonies to revive the Roman state religion, which had declined during the turmoil of the late Roman Republic. The official state religion focused on their worship, their state worship, right? Official, mean the white people, official state religion. I know today they don't know nothing about the religion. They know about church today, right? But think about now right here, 75 B.C. and 65 B.C. They are doing things like they are serious to do what is right. And all they were doing were being criminals. The official state religion, which is what they established undercover, focused on worship of a number of gods and goddesses. Listen to that. Including Jupiter, Juno, Minerva, and Mars. In addition, beginning with Augustus, emperors were often officially made gods. See, they start to make themselves gods too by the Romans. Beginning with emperors were often officially made by the Roman Senate, thus blustering support for the emperor. You see what these white people began to do? They weren't doing anything for themselves because they never could talk long time. So it's the way to bust them. We don't have any, cannot sit down and don't know what happened in life. We must know, but there's no way the way it gets complex. There's no way that we can remove these people. I mean, short of go and go, challenge them with gun and all that kind of thing. And so that's not the kind of stuff to move these white people. It's to know the fact. And just as though those our brothers and women have been campaigning and saying things, but they're not getting close to taking authority. So all of them have to clown up and find a way to be a part of them, become senators and stuff like that. Come on. They must understand that this is the same institution that give authority to white people to kill black people until this day. Until this day. So what are they going up there to turn senators for? Or to turn president? That's not where we're supposed to go. We have a government of ourselves. When they come here, they shit on us and drive us out because we didn't know anything. You don't want to go there now and get educated with them in universities and stuff like that and learn all their honky-tonk nonsense, right? When they don't business here, oh, but it's too, you can't run them out. No, instead you got to friend them and think that they are all right. That's not the way it go, no. These fucker, dog fuckers and ass fuckers don't belong here. In none of our territory. I mean, African people, I mean, short of development. You see what I mean? Just to read and see the thing, oh, no, they can't go up to that. You know what I mean? And you go join the Catholic Church and behave like, oh, you're a Christian and a Catholic and all this kind of foolishness. So I show you, my friends, what they have done. And short of us leaving the church, will not do. Short of us, I mean, brush, you know, the dust off your feet against the church. But you can't do it ignorantly. You'll have to read and find out. Because that's the only thing that will give you might and power. These people come out of their stipi and caves, right? And come and use our species. Okay? And we are so confused that we don't know what species we belong to. Tell you. Listen. Here is a little thing that I try to say something that I think is helpful as well. And I'm not talking anything, nobody's life problem or nothing. I'm talking about educational stuff that I expose myself to, and I'm pretty sure that a lot of people would like to find a way to start thinking the right way. All right. So I do find it a requirement to say things that will begin to like find a place in people's mind for them to start thinking in the right direction. So I say the following. Creation of the Homo sapiens sapiens hybrid people. The Elohim gods set up kingship government. The solar calendar celebrations of time around official events. Established king law code for orderly society. That's what they do. How the hominid then, the white people, hominid species come to interbreed with the new Homo sapiens. Because they interbreed with the Neanderthal first. That's not the hybrid Homo sapien. Homo sapien is the first ancestors 250,000 years ago. Right? And the first species the hominids, after the Homo sapien came about, they now were in the hominid now exists for about 1 million years and are up in Europe, okay? So this is the time when Homo sapien bring forth the first subgroup of offspring, and that's who is called Neanderthals. These hominid, now called Homo erectus, go jump on them. Go jump on these innocent Homo sapien people. They don't speak no language. They make stone tools too. Just like the hominid, Homo erectus. So they go jump on them and interbreed up with them, seemingly over 40,000 years. Until, look at them now. Although the white people you look at talking today and doing all kind of stuff is not exactly what they were coming out 40,000 years fucking up and interbreeding the Neanderthals. Because they go through refinement, interbreeding with the Neanderthals. But then, after about that 40,000 years, we hybrid, some of us are leaving Africa. And this is written in the World History textbook, right? That we Homo sapien is like brother to the Neanderthals. But we are made hybrid, and thus we are not just Homo sapien. Homo sapien is the third development of human species. Homo sapien is third development. Homo erectus are the second development from the hominid species. So it's two species we know about in the World History textbook for human being. You know, so call any one of these big time so-called scholar and where they get more from after they had written up and update the World History textbook. It's only, and today they only talk about Homo sapien and afraid to acknowledge that Neanderthal is a subgroup of Homo sapien. Hello! That's right. They would like to twist stuff as much as they want, but I tell you what. You only have so much room to twist. So anywhere you see white people now, you just know that they interbreed up, and what they do was really fuck up and destroy the second species of human being, which is the highest form of humanity. And the Neanderthal, they hit, but they miss a little. They get a lot out of the Neanderthals and kill them off, and then they find the real and the real McCoy of the Homo sapien, and that is the Homo sapien, because they can talk. And the reason why we talk is not because we were just Homo sapien, but it is because the gods use us and put their blood and make a mixture and create us in fertilization in vitro in glass tube. That's why Homo sapien is ruling today, because the gods of Nibiru put their blood and mingle it with Homo sapien. These white people don't want that to be known. Because see, they write a Bible and they're not telling you about the hybrid. No, they will not tell you that. And yet still, that's what make them put them where they are, because of what they have done. And it's wrong. Now, we are in a position to fix the problem. If we don't fix it, we are doomed forever. I'm not going to be doomed forever. I'm going to stand by. I'm going to stand by the education that the gods give us. Because if they can use our education to do what they do, we can do far beyond that. Far beyond that. They are talking because of us. They violated us. Okay? And therefore, they're going to pay for it too. But we will have to do the right thing. And going to church is not the right thing. I am saying to you that, see, you know, how did they come? Because we know that they were back in time. They couldn't talk. So how is it now? We don't know since when they come to talk. To also interbreed the subgroup. You see, two subgroups of Homo sapiens, and it's Neanderthals and Homo sapiens sapiens. And the Neanderthal no longer around, so the only one survive in the world today is Homo sapiens. And the other day I did a search and Google, and they acknowledged that the only surviving species is the Homo sapiens sapiens that come from Homo sapiens. Okay? So it goes on to say here, the Homo sapiens sapiens, and then, so, you know, they interbreed the Homo sapiens sapiens. And then these hominids, Homo erectus, began to talk, you see, because only the Homo sapiens sapiens has the God's blood and talk among all that have been evolved. And here we are, and we are underneath these sodomites who has taken over all the critical things of life and make it seem like only they alone can do it. And when you check it out, they don't know nothing by themselves. But when they push us aside, when Africa give them the right to, you know, to push us aside, and that they could thief all of the secrets that the king there did have, and wherever else that they can get things, Africa sold us out, and they were able to do anything they want. Look and see what kind of world they live in. Am I lying? Am I lying? Do black people think that they are in power? Huh? Who is the superpower, with atomic bomb and aircraft and those big giant liner fighter out there on the ocean? Who have them? It's these sodomite faggot people, them protecting their sodomy world that they're trying to hatch. You see what I mean? What black people are, you know, are assuming that they are all right. How can they be all right? It goes on. Yes. These Homo erectus began to talk after their existence of 3.5 million years. They start to talk. Today, they rule the civilized Homo sapiens. A.D. and Adamani in the year of our Lord. That's what they're using to rule. Where they get that from? Because there is the evidence that there was the gods that came here and established government called kingship and set up human society, civilized human society, not the European one them, that if you can call them human society, they are hominid, they are homo, second level development of humanity. Homo sapien is the top. And Homo sapien, that like the Neanderthals, right, that they thought they would be benefited to interbreed with the Neanderthals. And they did it, right? And they benefited by it. And now they turn on the surviving subgroup. And that is the hybridization, the mixed one. Okay, multiple ethnic group species. Yes. And it's like none of us able to help each other because all of us are suffering under these white people. Well, they will have all this like ISIS, so-called ISIS out there, and line up black people to go lay down into hole that they dug and blow their brains out and kill them. They are able to do all of that, and there's nobody coming to their help. Africa over there is behaving like everything is all right in the world, and nobody is saying anything. With A.D. and Adamani in the year of our Lord, that's what they are using until this moment. Can you explain how and when they were given civilized government power? Can you explain it? How did white people come to have military and blah, and they couldn't talk not too long ago? How they become civilized the way they are? They're not really all that civilized, but they're doing a lot of things. You see what I mean? And if you're not able to use logic, language and logic, you won't be able to convince them that anybody else on earth is more intelligent than them. And they're far from it. They're far from it. But guess what? If you can't play the orchestra better than the other orchestra, you can't tell them to, you know. Now, we are the civilized people, and you know, it's not the amount of things that these or the talents and stuff that these people have. They only have it because they interbreed and kill off our species. That's it. Just about. You see? So they don't have no talk, you know, matter what they do. Now, if this wasn't the case, well, we wouldn't have nothing to say. But that's not the case. We are the hybrid people. They interbreed and kill us and turn us idiots. Now, the good Lord is able to redeem us, okay? Because not all of us going to behave like we are a whole donkey with Alzheimer's. There are those of us who will be happy and glad for an opportunity to redeem us. That's right, okay? Learn the civilized way of life and rejoice in the redemption. So, if you can't explain how they claim to have government, then you can convince them that they must step and go back where they come from. Somebody like I am I have the right to say, hey, get out. You know, otherwise we're going to turn on something on you. We're going to turn on something on you. And it's not going to come from below your foot. It probably, some can. But from upstairs, beyond, you know, beyond the clouds, okay, you are going to be destroyed because it is the work of the gods that you want to use your fucking ass culture to kill on the mighty powers up there. When you fly airplane or put your craft on the ocean, you don't know what can happen to you. And that's what you must realize. That is what is going to happen to you. I am calling upon someone to step forward and explain how these guys come to start ruling. Well, they started out in Europe, as far as I can see, and then begin to fight even among themselves as Islamic and Judaism and Christianity begin to fight for our land, and especially what they call the Holy Land, but Palestine. They fight their way until they gain ground and beat up the African in Palestine. So now it's open up to them now to work and come to America and take over America. Okay? Now, they fight against the kingship of the gods that bring forth government, a civilized government on earth. And you want to tell me now that they get this power from where? The power that them have to go fight and kick out the king out of Europe. First of all, where they get the power from to put out the king and call themselves Romans? Explain that. Explain that. Explain how they destroy the people of Abraham. So they say, the people of Abraham. They say, Abraham, find a God out of the sky. Use their own words. How do they come to destroy Abraham's children in Canaan and turn around and mock them and go like, that's how slimy these white people are. Okay? And it means, since they have the vocative of Africa, it means we with our brain, cerebrum, and cerebellum, we must open up ourselves to understand our situation and do something about it. Understand that while you are believing and going to church and having the Holy Ghost and all this, get knowledge to displace your ignorance. We didn't cause it on ourselves, in this time. Our ancestors back there did. And leave us to them to do whatever they want to do with us. If we gain the knowledge, they don't do what they want to do with us. They just can't. It will never happen. And what they have already done, they'll pay for it. To use, the power that the gods has given the civilized government power to use law and civilized king law code to rule the world. You read that in the Bible, in the Genesis right there, do you think Genesis was talking about them or about what would be the truth about God making man and woman and say, go rule the world, rule everything? Is it the white people? It is I mean, whoever is writing that, could they be talking about these sodomites? Are they talking about the real people that God really did make, that they're calling Adam and Eve? Who you think? He couldn't be talking about them because they were not talking for 3.5 million years. So no, you can't construe that it was talking about them, but they know they're using it for themselves, though. That's what happened. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. I could say a lot more. I would love to say a lot more, but I'm going to just halt it right here, because there's much to do. There is much for us to think about. So I'm going to leave it right there and hope that you will find something. And therefore, I'll play you a little tune and go to the end of my I wanted to just close out, but I cannot do that. And I have to now play this little tune. And there's a little tune here that is called Midnight Before I Lose My Son by Midnight. Here we go.
Blessed are they who thirst from the words of the stream of the mount of the Lord. that this should not prolong no more, my son. So before I lose my strength, all of my thoughts of good, before I lose my strength, implemented as they should, all my strength, my song, thanksgiving.
Midnight. All right, now let's get down to this portion of the show. And the headline reads, surely the AD Anadamani is turning Elohim civilized creation upside down. Deed of sodomy and God's prohibited jurisdiction. Question. Explain validity of AD Anadamani in the year of our Lord. I want somebody to call me at some point and tell me what it is. It's what the white people are using to run the world. Okay? I'd like somebody to explain that to me. How that converts into a government that totally exclude the Elohim kingship government set up in the world hundreds of thousands of years ago in the civilized human world. The first time, and as I said, is the government that is set up here the first time. When civilization first was brought to earth, was lowered from the heavens of Nibiru down to earth. And it says, they came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors, from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they, behind magnificent, magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulous research work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods, indelibly written in stone. That is the truth. I don't know it any other way. That is the history that tells us who we are. You don't want a part of it? You can stay there. Have your supper and good sleep. However, I find exaltation in what I found to be the truth, because no other language, no other message brings to me enlightenment, what I am talking about. Now, the only thing that people delve in is what the Pope began with the Inquisition and the Crusades, right? Set up all the churches and all the calamity in the world, I mean, is spewing out from the Pope and the church, okay? So Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic. That's what, that's the atmosphere people are in when you do not become influenced by the historic truth. You know what I mean? And therefore, as one who grew up in the church and come to realize the light from the darkness, I now know the Bible had been lying when it talked about, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. These are people who is fucking ass and coming up with something to tell people to turn them fool. Okay? There's nothing like that happened, man. All right? So, here we go with the text and the following. Woe to the majestic crown of Ephraim's drunkards. To the fading flower is glorious splendor set on the summit above the fertile valley, the pride of those overcome by wine. Behold, the Lord has one who is strong and mighty. That's not Jesus, we know that. Like a hailstorm or destructive tempest, like a driving rain or flooding downpour, he will smash that crown to the ground. The majestic crown of Ephraim's drunkards will be trampled under foot. Surely, Yamnaya culture uses the fraudulent AD Anadamani for turning of Elohim civilized creation upside down. However, though, your hidden covenant with death will be dissolved, and your agreement with Sheol will not stand when the overflowing scourge passes through. You will be trampled by it, because you have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing whip shall pass through, it shall not come to us, for we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. you will be visited by the Lord. You will be visited by the Lord of hosts with thunder and earthquake and loud noise, with windstorm and tempest and consuming flame of fire. And the many nations going out to battle against Ariel, even all who war against her. War. Yeah. All the many nations going out to battle against her, even all who war against her, laying siege and attacking her, will be like a dream, like a vision in the night. As when a hungry man dreams he is eating, then awakens still hungry. As when a thirsty man dreams he is drinking, then awakens faint and parched, so will it be for all the many nations who go to battle against Mount Zion. Okay, my friends. That's about it, you know. And what am I to do now? Play you Autumn Leaves by Nat King Cole.
The falling leaves drift by the window, the autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when I autumn leaves start to fall.
Think that love was just a fairy tale, until that first hello, until that first smile. But if I had to do it all again, I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause this love is everlasting. Suddenly
them praises. Chase those crazy ballers right out of town. Rebuild your school, your brainwash education.